thanks to the Forum 6 Tamworth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange. It's the Talking Flickster podcast with JT and Grant Lee.
Yeah, let's do this once again. It's Wednesday, so you know what this means, Mr. Lee.
What's that mean, JT?
It means we're going to talk and Flickster on the show to review a movie for us, give us their thoughts, and we don't have to go see the movie. So
busy people.
We are, and that's exactly right.
We're busy people, and it's so good that we can send people to a movie and then give us their thoughts on it.
All for the price of a movie ticket. And you know what the best part is, Mr. Lee? I don't have to fork out a cent. So happy days yes. for me. But this week, Mr. Lee, now last week we had Minecraft, which was a massive success, doing great things yes. at the box office. But you may be going to see Minecraft, but you also might be going to see Dogman, both movies out at the same time, school holiday time as well. And Dogman based off a novel. Have you read that novel at any point, Mr. Lee? Have you
no, the books? The books, I haven't. The books. And I didn't even read it to my kids. So how bad's that? I'm a bad dad.
Okay. This is awkward. All right. No, Mr. Lee, you're very good. I did chat to your son, Ethan, earlier this week. And geez, he's grown
yes.
up.
Yes.
I'm sure he loved this book back
he's
in the day.
He's really grown up. Yeah, well, he probably would tell you that he did read it when he was at school, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, it's been out for a while now. We will catch up with our Talking Flickster and get them to review Dogman for us after we check out the trailer.
When the streets are held hostage.
Bomb! Break the dog! Hit the siren! Ow!
Two of the city's finest must come together.
Green? Red? Green?
Wait, aren't dogs colorblind?
And fight as one.
What if we sew the dog's head onto the man's body?
Great idea!
Cop made friends, solved crimes, and even plays piano for the old folks.
Enough about this dog man. It's time to stop this super cop. He's not going to ruin my evil plans to destroy all do-gooders.
How evil can one cat be?
Pretty evil.
Dogman, listen up. You're the only one that can stop him. With all your kung fu skills and your canine fortitude and whatnot, no time to waste. Cut it out. Stop it. Will you get out of here? Go and arrest Petey, and I don't care if it takes a montage.
Buckle up!
Have one job to do. Keep your eyes on those monitors. So if somebody breaks out your favorite chew toy and waves it around, you look at the monitors. And if somebody just happens to have an Eastern Gray squirrel, you look at the monitor. Why do you always gotta lick the inside of my mouth?
Oh, God, that sounds so much fun. Let's give a big Talking Flickster welcome to Eli. Hello.
Hey.
Hello,
mate.
Hey.
Welcome to the podcast.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name's Eli. I'm 14. I live in Dubbo. I go to the movies as much as I can, and I usually end up going broke because of it.
Oh, we'd like you.
Now, Eli, from the second that we first spoke to you, the vibe I get is you love your movies. You're a massive movie buff, a massive movie fan.
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah, I think we're in a bit of trouble here, Miss Lee. I think our jobs could be at risk.
I think we could be because, yeah, he might take it over and, yeah, he might be our bosses one day.
Potentially, potentially. But you know what, Eli, look, I'm always looking for a new co-host, so if anything happens to Mr. Lee.
Jesus.
Tell me, Eli, you said you love movies. What's your go-to snack when you go to the movies? Do you have something that you always must have?
Marvel. If there's anything Marvel, got to watch it day one so I don't get spoiled.
Yeah. Which is wise. And you stay right to the end, don't you?
Of course.
Because you got it. Marvel. It's Marvel. Yep. You don't know. So tell me, what do you think of James Gunn going to DC now? What do you think he's going to do with Superman?
I don't know, because I've never really liked DC. I mean, some of them are good, but I love James Gunn. I love the Guardians trilogy, so we'll see what happens there.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting, because it's funny, we're either a Marvel or a DC fan, so yeah. But anyway, we're here to talk about Dogman, which we better talk about.
Yeah, I was just about to go over in the corner over here and just grab myself a cup of tea.
Have some lunch. Yeah, sorry. So, Eli, tell us, what'd you think about the movie?
It is a very... I enjoyed it from all angles. You could possibly enjoy a movie like this. Like, it's a good adaptation from the book, and it kind of continues with the same animation style from the Captain Underpants movie, which I really enjoyed as well. And it's just a good movie overall, and I feel like it'll please everyone these holidays if you're not watching the Minecraft movie, of course.
Oh, you know what? Watch both. Why not? Now, we spoke at the top of the podcast about the books. Did you read the books before you watched the movie? Were you all across what was going to happen?
Well, I have a rule in my household just for me. If I'm going to watch a movie based on a book, I read the book before I watch the movie. And I read, I think, about 6 Dogman books before I went and watched it. And I must say, if you love the Dogman books, this movie has everything you could possibly want.
Oh, wow. That's pretty good, because it's actually got so many different books in this. So I think it's from the first, third, and seventh Dogman books. They've actually taken bits and pieces from and actually made the movie from those books. So
feel like cramped at all when they're trying to fill it all up. Like, it's not like, here, let's just quickly put this one in and make it. Yeah.
So, okay. So when you're watching the movie, are you getting a bit from all those books? Is that what's happening? Like, is that how the story's being built?
Yeah, it's kind of like they'll have, like, the beginning will be like the first book, and that's probably like the first 20 minutes, and then it'll go into like little bits of the second, third, fourth, and then it'll go kind of focus on like Petey. Like, I noticed in the middle of the movie, Dogman kind of took a back seat, and Petey was kind of the main character for the middle part of the movie.
Because Petey's the cat.
Yeah. I mean, it is hard to keep an hour and a half long movie about a non-verbal character, but it actually worked out very well.
Well, that's nearly like our podcast. It's usually me who keeps talking all the time. JT doesn't talk much, so.
Yeah. Except when I hit the mic button. Oh, are you there, Mr. Lee? No.
Yeah. See, he just hits that button and I'm gone. I can't do anything about it. He does the panels, so I'm stuck. Now, you're talking about Petey. He actually is voiced by Pete Davidson, who I have to say, I actually do like him. I think he's a good actor.
Same.
He does so many good things. So, yeah. I'm so pleased that he played Petey, because I'm sure he would just be playing Pete. Pete, get it? His same name?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, sorry. You're a bit slack there, JT. Yeah.
Sorry, mate. I just...
But anyway.
So what was your favourite part of the movie, Eli? What did you love the most? What stood out to you as a real focal point?
The humour really stood out to me. Like, usually with a kids' movie, it's kind of hit or miss, and I found that most of the jokes in this movie were hitting, like, just the right spot.
Oh, that's good. I love the little jokes they sprinkle in there. Like, that's, Do you, when you look at it, what age group do you think that the movie really, really hits home with? Because with Minecraft, as we looked at last week, even adults are going to see that. So, Dogman, are we getting a vast majority of ages going to see it? Is it quite universal?
Well, when I went there, it was almost full, like, sold out, and it was a mix of adults and kids and families and all that. And what I thought was, well, was, like, the adults were laughing. Like, some of the jokes, it kind of reminded me of the very first Shrek movie, where it'd be, like, jokes for kids, and then the adult jokes would also be there, and, like, everyone would get a good laugh.
That's a good thing. And I have to say, yeah, when movies get it right like that, you know it's going to be good, because it'll attract the adults. It'll get the kids, yeah, there, and the adults will sit right through it and enjoy themselves. So, yeah. Was there anything that really surprised you in the movie because you read the books?
What surprised me was, like, the heartfelt moments, and it, like, kind of touched on abandonment and how it affected each character in the movie. Like, Dog Man obviously affected him because, like, it's very strange being a half dog, half human. So he was dealing with that, but still managed to be a super cop, if you will. And then Petey obviously turned bad because his dad abandoned him. And then when Petey tries to abandon his clone, because he's obviously too young for him, little Petey ends up just trying to, you know, find his way back to his dad and trying to, yeah, connect with him. And that's not something I was expecting from Dog Man, of all things. Like, it is in the books, but it's not really there for, like, a long time.
Well, if you were directing, say, Dog Man 2, what would you want to happen? What would be the end game for a second Dog Man film?
Well, what I think is, it doesn't need a sequel, because it ended on such a perfect note. It ended with everything snapped up and tied up in a nice, neat little bow. And I just think they shouldn't really go into another one, because that, I feel like it's a one-hit wonder. I don't know how it's going at the box office right now, but I just think it was a perfect little movie.
Yeah, but you know what, Eli?
That's good.
The one thing about Hollywood and movies is there's money to be made. They'll do it.
They're going to milk it.
They'll milk it. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
They'll milk it.
That's exactly right. And they do, unfortunately. So, yeah. And if there's a number of books, they'll just keep doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, which is
if
quite
I did
funny.
Have to make a sequel, I would probably obviously go into the, like, more superhero aspect of it, because it's kind of like a spoof of Lil Petey being Wolverine and Dogman being Batman, kind of. And it's like a Batman Robin type thing. So that would be cool to see, but I think that would kind of be like a mini series, maybe.
Yeah, which would be very interesting. So, yeah, if you were a character from Dog Man, what would you be and why?
I'd love to be Flippy the Fish. Not only do I love Ricky Gervais, but who wouldn't want to be a floating fish with mechanical arms and can control things with his brain?
And Ricky Gervais, he's funny. He is so talented.
He is funny,
dude. He can do anything. You know, I don't know whether you've ever watched The Office, but he is perfect for that role.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the UK version we're talking about, for people, nothing against the American one. Steve Carell did a great job, but it was from the UK that it was so
good. Started with
and
the UK
he is
one.
So quick. Yeah. And he's so quick, isn't he? Like, he can just say things. And I wonder how much out of the movie was ad-libbed by him. Because you know how sometimes actors
improvise?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they do.
Yeah.
Robin Williams, he was a big one for it. He used to do it a lot of it. They'd have to cut so much out. It was good stuff, but they just couldn't fit it in. So I reckon Rick would be one of them too, Ricky. He would definitely do it.
Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if he did it all, like improvised it all. He's a very clever guy.
Yeah, well, he certainly is. And it's always great to see Aussies in these kinds of films. Isla Fisher, now she plays this news reporter, Sarah Hatoff. How much of Isla do you see cast into the movie? Do we see a lot of her, or is she just kind of, is this the cameo?
No, she's in it for a fair bit. Like, I'd probably say at least 10, 20 minutes max, which is still pretty good.
That is very good.
Yeah. Mm. And the voice acting is pretty good.
Does she have
an
Australian voice?
No.
She does.
Oh, she does.
She does.
She does.
Oh, how cool is that?
Wow. Yeah. Wow. I just cannot work out why all of our Aussie actors go over to the States and they've automatically got American accents.
I think Wolverine would have been so much better if he had an Australian accent with Hugh Jackman.
Yes. Yes, completely.
He would have sounded really down in earth. Like, you could just imagine it. Especially if he used some of our slang words, people around the world would be going, what? What did you say? What?
Yeah.
Well, Eli, if Dogman was real and he went to your school, what do you think he'd be like in class?
He'd be the kid that'd do anything to make anyone laugh. But he'd always be good fun when he's in the classroom until the teacher turns around.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's funny. I could see him in a classroom. And you know what I think other kids would do? They'd screw up some paper and throw it around the room, like in the trailer that you see, which I'm sure it's
or
in the
movie. Or they just happen to have an Eastern grey squirrel.
So, you know, he'd be chasing it. And because what was it? I think it was Dog in Doug, I think his name was, in Up. And they'd say, screw it. And they'd all look around. Oh, isn't that a great movie? That's a fantastic
movie. It is.
But yeah, you could see the kids doing that in the classroom, couldn't you? Just making poor Dog Man run from one side of the room to the other.
Yeah.
Too funny. Too funny. That's awesome. Now, let me find out. We've got a Talking Flickster question from last week. We've got Riley. He's going to ask you a question, Eli.
How similar is it to the Dogman books?
Well, if you love the Dogman books, this one is perfect for you. It has a little bit of everything from probably 1 till 6. And it, whether it be a cameo from a character or a hinting towards another, this Dogman movie gets it all right from the books.
That is awesome. How good is that?
It is. I love a good adaptation.
And the animation, got to talk animation. How was the animation in the film? Because that's what it's all about, isn't it? They've got to nail that.
It was an interesting animation. I hadn't really seen anything like it before in some Captain Underpants, because it looks like they've kind of ripped it out of the book and given it a 3D element. Like, you'd kind of only really see Dogman from a 2D angle, because obviously, you know, he's 2D, but then when he'd like turn around, he'd still have like a rounded or shadowed thing. And with the writing on buildings and stuff, it'd be kind of like Dave Pilkley's handwriting from the book, which I thought was really cool as well.
That is awesome. That is so good. Yeah. Okay, Eli, we've got a big question. We've got a freezer full of Choc Tops, and I'm going to ask Jay to open the freezer for me.
Hold on a tick.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. And out of 5 Choc Tops, how many Choc Tops are you going to give this movie, Dogman?
I'll give Dogman 4 Choc Tops, although it was very good. It was a very good movie, and I enjoyed it very much.
Oh, that's good. So we've paid for a lot of sound effects, so we've got to use them. We've got to get our money's worth out of the sound effects. Sorry, Eli.
Sorry, who paid for them?
That's awesome. 4 out of 5 Choc Tops. That's good. And you know what? If you did have to make it 5, what would make it 5?
Well, there were just multiple points at the end that, like, it could have wrapped up, but they kind of dragged it out, I think, maybe a little too long. Like, they just kind of had to keep adding peril and peril and peril. Yeah. And then I'm just like, you could have ended it there.
I don't know whether you heard my dog barking in the background just a while ago, just a few minutes ago. He's been barking, so sorry. Because my dog Zeus always sits beside me when we're doing this, and he loves barking, so sorry about that.
It's all good.
Yeah, it's interesting how they, you know, try to end it, and it just doesn't happen, does it? So, yeah. But, Eli, thank you so much for joining us. We will have you back on, because I can't believe you're 14. You sound very,
so knowledgeable.
Very mature.
Yes.
you seem to know more about movies than what I do, and I've been in the industry for 30 years, so it puts me to shame.
Smoke and mirrors, Mr. Lee. Smoke and mirrors.
Correct. Correct.
You turn up, that's the main thing. That's all that matters.
Yes.
Now, next week, Mr. Lee, our Talking Flickster is seeing Sinners next week, isn't it? Is that right?
Yes.
I want to watch
he's
that.
He's going to see.
It looks, I love Michael B. Jordan. He was great in Black Panther. Good.
Oh, Black Panther was brilliant, wasn't he? So next week we've got Danny going off to see that for us. So that will be interesting to find out. So if you want to be part of the Talking Flicks, all you got to do is head to the Forum 6 or ODN 5 website and fill in the form, and that's all you got to do.
Easy peasy. Come on, Mr. Lee. That was very well done.
Thank you. Thank you. Sorry. And thanks again, Eli. You did really, really well. So thank you.
Thanks for having me.
You know what it's time for? It's time for words of wisdom from JT.
See, we didn't do any words of wisdom last week. See, I'll wait until you invite me in to do it, right? Because,
yes,
you know, I know you think they're rubbish. I know what you really think, right?
So. No, and that's why I went, right, I'm pushing straight to the words of wisdom because I really do enjoy it. I then practice it for the whole week.
All right, let's find out. Eli, would you like some words of wisdom? What do you reckon?
I would love some.
You'd love some. Beautiful. Okay. Well, let's give you some words of wisdom. Nothing is impossible. The word itself says impossible. Audrey Hepburn.
Oh, well, there you go.
So, that's it. Reach for the stars. I always like to say reach for the stars. Yeah. You know, that's it.
That's good. And you know what?
Shoot for the moon.
Shoot
for the moon.
Another great actress.
She was, yes. That's right. See, that just happened to fall into my lap, that one. That was very good. So, yeah. All right. Well, you have a great day. Thank you, gentlemen. Mr. Lee, we have a date Friday midday.
Yes, Friday midday. I'll bring the sandwiches for lunch.
There's nothing a bit more exciting.
No, egg and lettuce sandwiches, that's all this week.
Oh, I can go one of those, that's all right. I look forward to it. And any other hooks for Friday, Mr. Lee? Is there anything? What's happening on Friday's show? Have you worked that out yet?
Look, I haven't actually worked it out, but I have actually got some interesting news about Christopher Nolan's new movie, The Odyssey. So that'll be... Oh. Yeah, I can't wait to watch that. I love Christopher Nolan movies.
He loves it. Yeah.
If you need another topic, you should talk about the practical stunts done in Marvel's Thunderbolts.
Oh, we'll be all over that. Ooh. We'll be all over that. Yeah. Well, you'll have to tune in Friday midday to hear more about it. Have a great day, gents. Mr. Lee, catch you 12 o'clock Friday. Bye.
Bye.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.